This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. 301-230-0980, the number. Here on the Hoffman Show, we'll take you up to 6:30 before we dish things over to our coverage of Maryland Terrapins basketball. Not the Hoyas. I'm sorry, Terps. Derek Quinn getting buckets. I'll tell you that. Definitely seems like he is going to be one of the front runners for freshman of the year. I know Cooper Flagg is going to have a lot to say about that, but we just had our guy Mitch Tischler on, one half of the Beltway podcast, as we do each and every Tuesday here on the Hoffman Show. Look, the Commanders offense, let's just be honest and blunt about what the last 2 weeks have been offensively for Washington. Had been good. And I know you all want to use the whole thing of, well, you scored 27 against Pittsburgh. Let's be real. You were gifted 7 of those points based off of a special teams turnover deep in their own territory. And when I look at the numbers, this is the number one stat to me that tells kind of how Washington is doing offensively. The last two games combined against Pittsburgh and against Philadelphia, the Washington Commanders... I can't even believe this is real. The Washington Commanders are 8 of 26 on third down the last two games. They are 8 of 26 on third down the past two games. That's not going to cut it. It's just not. And as we sit here at 7-4 with a terrible Dallas team limping in here Sunday, this offense is sputtered. It's the reality of it. But when I add context to it, we're 7-4. So I'm trying not to blow a gasket here. But let's be real. Our expectations, at least they should have, our expectations have changed for this group since the start that they've gotten off to. 100%. I don't think anybody could doubt that. But as we sit here looking at the way the offense has performed the last two games, what is your level of concern out of 10 for the offense? And then if you had to finger point one thing, what is the biggest reason for the offensive struggles? I'll start with the first one here. My level of concern out of 10 for the offense is a 6. It's a 6. I'm even willing to go 6.5. I'll go 6.5, 65% concern level. Why am I concerned about the offense? Well, let's just be real here. The last 2 weeks, this group has looked like a shell of themselves offensively. And I don't want to hear anything about drops. Let's just be honest about what happened. They have not looked the same the last 2 weeks. Granted, Pittsburgh is a very talented defense. Best defense in the NFL. If you want to feel better about how Washington looked against Pittsburgh, just go cut on the Ravens and Steelers tape from this Sunday, and you'll see it. Pittsburgh put Lamar in the blender, too. That's what they do. My thing is this. It's not even about my concern level, but there is some concern with me. My major concern is the biggest reasons why they're struggling. There are a couple of different things. I think this offensive line has taken a step back, and they've also played up against better units. But I think the offensive line is taking a step back, specifically on the interior, where they were so great throughout the first 9 weeks. If you listen to me do radio, I've sang the praises of Nick Allegretti, Tyler Biadasz, Sam Cosmi. Those three guys struggled the past 2 weeks. Over the past 4 weeks, Washington has gone up against three of the NFL's top 7 scoring defenses, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Philly. The Eagles also ranked first in yards allowed per game. Pittsburgh's 8th. So you're going up against the best of the best here. You are. So there is going to be natural regression. But for their third down numbers to shrink and dwindle the way that they have is alarming. For the run game to be stymied as much as it has been is alarming. It is. It just is. Now, against Pittsburgh and Philly, you went up against two defenses that honestly got out of their comfort zone to try and stop you, right? Against Washington, the Steelers blitzed 19 times. 19 times. It's more than the Steelers blitz on average. It was a season high for the game. Rushing 5 was their way of beating Washington. Rushing 5 and then maintaining your rush lane discipline when getting after the quarterback. That was their key against Washington, and it worked. It just is what it is. The Steelers, think about this, right? I'm pretty sure after Lamar's first couple of seasons, Mike Tomlin and the Steelers coaching staff got in the lab and said, hey, bro, I'm tired of this. We're not about to keep letting this guy run around and beat us the way he has. So I think the Steelers have concocted the perfect defense to stop mobile quarterbacks. So I kind of give an omission for what happened against Pittsburgh. I just do. But the Philadelphia thing, that's where I'm a little bit more concerned. So Philly is known for disguising their coverages, rotating at the snap of the football, which in turn, right, is going to impact your timing in the passing game. So the Eagles, a lot of the time, and these numbers are via John Keim of ESPN, the Eagles sent an extra defender only 4 times on Thursday, allowing them to play 7 or more in coverage. Naturally, right, taking away the deep shots that Washington has benefited from offensively. As a result, Jayden Daniels had 1 pass attempt for more than 20 yards against Philly. So it kind of shows you schematically what Philadelphia did, what Pittsburgh did to try and stymie what Washington's done well. And they did a good job at it. But at the bottom line is, I think Jayden Daniels would acknowledge he's got to play better. But this is the confusing thing to me. And Anthony, if you got it ready, Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Washington Commanders, spoke yesterday and had this to say from yesterday's OT folder. Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Washington Commanders, spoke yesterday for the first time this week, and I'll be honest, after hearing him speak yesterday, I'm starting to get annoyed with the whole podium bit. Here is Commanders head coach Dan Quinn yesterday on the reason for Washington's offensive struggles.
Jayden is not injured right now, but we did lose valuable practice time, John, with him and his teammates when he was injured. And that's hard on all the guys. It's a really, really important part of what we do. And we don't have banked reps in years, so we're very much looking forward to getting back onto a full week and regular practice sessions with the guys. So over the last few weeks, we've had to, you know, put that together in small bits. So that's what I think into that space. And as we're heading into this week, we're looking forward to getting a full week of our practice and, you know, work the things that we need to.
Because of that, where do you see that? Is it the rhythm of the pass game? Where do you see that affecting the pass game most?
I would say the rhythm and timing too, John, I think is a big piece of it too. You have to be able to run things full speed. Walkthroughs are good to help where you do a line and where do you target, but you need the practice. You need the full speed reps to really, you know, let it rip and go. And so that's why that's such an important piece of what we do, the Wednesday, the Thursday, the Friday of the week. So we'll look forward to getting into some full weeks for sure, John.
I mean, am I missing something? Am I missing something in this equation? Did Jayden Daniels not have a full week of practice heading into Pittsburgh? Jayden Daniels was not listed on the injury report going into Pittsburgh. So why are we talking about a lack of practice time? Why is that relevant? Am I being Ron Rivera'd a year after? I'm not trying to be, you know, a jackass at all. It's not at all what I'm trying to do. But see, I got to learn, and this is on me as a host. I got to get better with this. Our program director, CK, said this earlier to me today, and I honestly agreed with him. I actually prefer a coach that's going to get up there and lie at the podium. I want a liar. Get me the biggest liar you can find. Because I don't want my competitive advantage being taken away from me. I get that. But damn. I mean, somebody's got to know what's going on. Somebody's got to know what's actually going on with his ribs. You cannot sit there and tell me, and I'm getting frustrated. Because I sat here and I listened to them tell me he's fine, he's fine, he's fine. I was the guy coming out of Chicago that said, hey, look, or excuse me, coming out of Carolina that said, hey, look, if he's not 100%, sit his ass down. The quarterback position, listen to me closely when I say this. The quarterback position is one that is so dependent upon reps and mechanics, right? And you want to preach good habits. One thing that I've noticed, and I'm sure you all have noticed as a fan base, since the injury has happened to Jayden Daniels, there have been some bad habits that have been developed by the quarterback. One of which, Jayden Daniels is not stepping into his throws. Jayden Daniels is not following through on his throws. You want to know why? Because those ribs are tender. Because he doesn't want to get hit. You watch the Pittsburgh game. You watch the Philadelphia game. Especially the miss to Noah Brown. The miss to Noah Brown against Philadelphia is a direct result of his mechanics not being sharp. Why are his mechanics not sharp? Because he's hurt and he's trying to compensate for his rib. So he's putting that torque elsewhere. It's not throwing with the same amount of torque. I go to the Pittsburgh game, the first third down that they had of the game. Alameda Zacchaeus on third and short. Pressure comes in Jaden's face. Instead of standing in there and taking the hit on the chin like a grown-ass man, he fades away, and the ball gets away from him, and it's wide of the target to OZ. Why is he fading away? Well, let's be honest, right? Because I watch just as closely as you all say you do. The fading away thing for Jayden has been a problem all year. It just hasn't hurt him. Patrick Mahomes does it. Lamar does it. Josh Allen does it. If you can lessen the blow that you're going to take, why not lessen the blow that you're going to take? But, dude, if you're going to start missing as a result, I got to get someone else in there that's willing to stand in there and take the shot. You went 3-and-out on your opening possession because your quarterback wouldn't stand in and throw the football. Why? Because he's hurt. Because he's hurt. I don't know, and I'm not trying to be that guy. But you can't look at us and say we're stupid. That's basically what's being told to us, is that we think you all are stupid. Anyone that has watched this young man, if you saw him Sunday against Pittsburgh, if you saw him Thursday against Philly, clearly he is not right. But one thing to Dan Quinn and company's credit, they have been real low-key, real close to the vest in terms of what the actual nature of the injury is. But let's be real here. If there's any sort of pain that's causing him to adjust his mechanics because of discomfort, then sit him till he's 100%. Because that's the last thing you want to do is create bad habits. 301-230-0980 is the number. What's your level of concern out of 10 for this Commanders offense? And then in your mind, if you had to finger point to one thing, we know it's a multitude of things, but if you had to put your finger on one thing, it's the biggest reason for the struggles offensively. Let's go to Santoni. What up, Santoni?
What's up, Wes?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, look, straight up and down, level of concern of 10. Shorty hurt.
Yeah?
He hurt. Yeah.
Thank you for saying that, because I feel like people are, I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know how you don't see it. I'm Fat Tony from Capitol Heights. I'm sitting out here on the back row just watching this stuff every week. He hurt, and we about to wreck him. He already skinny. Now I'm questioning Quinn and all of them, because I don't even know how he out there. I'm confused. I'm seriously confused.
Open the door, close the door. I am confused. I feel you, brother.
Seriously.
Appreciate
you.
I appreciate you, San Tony. 301-230-098. Let's go to Dontell. Wants to tap in. What is your level of concern for the offense? And then the biggest reason, if you had to point to one thing that the offense is struggling, or why the offense is struggling.
Youngness, what's going on, my man?
What's going on, brother, man? How are you?
Hey, listen, man, I got two. My level of concern is off the charts, dude. That ain't even high enough. So, but I got two things I want to say to you and see if you agree on it. Because I remember last week, I think it was Chris, we was talking about how do we bash Jaden when he doesn't have a good game or when we lose, just like we give him all the props. When we win, he's got to take it as a quarterback. Are we allowed to bash him? Yes, we are allowed to bash him. But here's my thing. When are we going to bash Adam Peters? Because this is where I think he dropped the ball. Our defense is getting better every single week. Not great, but getting better. And what he failed to do was to go get that man another receiver so Terry McLaurin won't have weeks where he's got two catches and one catches like he did in back-to-back weeks. This is a big problem. You give him another weapon that's viable. We get off the we stay on the field on third downs.
I hear you.
We need that other receiver, or we're not going anywhere. The second thing I wanted to say to you, real quick, was B Rob. Everybody praises B Rob, but on third down and a half a yard, he's got to learn game situations where we don't need five. Because there was a time where he could have plowed his way. It wasn't a lot there, but he could have plowed his way and got the first down. But he tried to step off and end up losing three. You can't do that. My level of concern is off the charts, youngest.
I hear you, brother. But here's my thing. Let me ask you this one real quick before we hit the break. Do you believe that they're being truthful about his injury?
No, he is hurt. I've been saying that the entire time. If he's not hurt, this is what confuses me. When they said, I was listening to Sheehan today, and he says there's a difference between hurt and pain. What the hell was the difference?
Well, no. There's a difference between being hurt and injured. Hurt means you could play through it. Injured means you can't play. He's hurt. I don't think he's injured.
He said, hey, look, he's taking a hit. He's taking a hit on his MVP thing because he's out there playing when he shouldn't be playing.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm saying, man, we need to play the other guy and let him get healthy, man.
I agree.
If we got too much invested in him.
I agree, Dontell. Appreciate the call. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll continue your calls. Plus, we'll look at whether or not Sunday is a must-win game for the Washington Commanders. Plus, Austin Eckler may have provided us with some major insight on what exactly is wrong with quarterback Jaden Daniels. Let's hear from Austin Eckler next.